Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 23. Olá a todos e bem-vindos a Coffee Break Portuguese. Eu sou o Rafael.
E eu sou a Eva.
Tudo bem, Eva?
Sim, tudo bem. E você? Como se sente hoje?
Sinto-me muito bem, obrigado.
Okay. So that was a question we learned in last week's episode, in lesson 22, where we were talking about how we're feeling, if we've got any pain anywhere, we've got a sore head, an earache or anything like that. And today, I think, are we taking that topic a stage further and talking about how we would deal with a transaction in a pharmacy, for example, if we're asking for help with these problems?
Yeah, so taking things a bit further, going to a pharmacy, asking for medicine and asking how we should take that medicine.
Okay.
Então, está pronta para começar a aula, Eva?
Estou sim, estou pronta.
Vamos lá. Okay, so we'll do a little bit of a review from the previous lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to say, I don't feel well, I have a fever, what would you say?
Okay, we'll leave a few seconds to think about this. So I don't feel well, I have a fever. So I don't feel well, that was using the verb sentir,
sí. Mm-hmm.
Which is a reflexive verb, which means that we have that me. It can either come before or after the verb.
Yeah.
So, I don't feel well. Well, here it's negative. So I think that pronoun has to come before the verb, right?
Correct.
So, não me sinto bem. I have a fever. A fever was uma febre. So, tenho febre.
Mm-hmm.
Just I have fever.
Yeah.
Or estou com febre.
Mm-hmm. So, não me sinto bem. Estou com febre, não me sinto bem, tenho febre.
Okay.
And if you want to ask about how someone is feeling, so how do you feel in the to form?
So last week we focused on the question, the você form, which was como se sente. But then I think if we're using the to form, we could just adapt this in the way that we adapt the question como se chama into como te chamas. So would this be como te sentes?
Como te sentes.
So just adding an S onto the end of that verb and replacing se with te. Como te sentes.
And if you're looking for a pharmacy, you want to ask, is there a pharmacy near here?
Ah, so this is going back a few more lessons, but we'll have a think about how to say this. So is there a pharmacy near here? I think we could say, há uma farmácia perto daqui?
Mm-hmm.
Or, tem uma farmácia perto daqui?
Há uma farmácia perto daqui? Or, tem uma farmácia perto daqui?
Okay, muito bem.
Excellent. So we can get started. So talking about places, né? So the first one is o hospital.
Okay, so the hospital we're mm-hmm. starting with. So we're looking at some more health-related vocabulary. So o hospital.
Mm-hmm. So in Portuguese, the H at the beginning of a word is never pronounced.
Mm.
So hospital is spelled with an H, H-O-S. But we never pronounce that, so hospital.
Ah.
And the next one is the word for the surgery or the doctor's practice, o consultório. O consultório.
O consultório.
O consultório. And then we have the pharmacy, a farmácia. A farmácia.
Okay, so we know this one as well, a farmácia.
Mm-hmm. And the word for the pharmacist, the person that works in the pharmacy, o farmacêutico, that's the masculine form, o farmacêutico.
That's quite hard to say. u farmaceutico.
Okay. Farmaceutico.
Ah.
Farmaceutico.
Farmaceutico.
Mm-hmm. And the feminine, a farmaceutica.
A farmaceutica.
A farmaceutica.
Oh, that's quite tricky to say, but I'll practice that one.
Good. So you go to the pharmacy and you want to ask for something, no? To take. So we're going to use the same structure we learned when we were ordering a coffee, for example.
Oh, okay.
So the I would like, that's queria. Queria. And so I'd like something. Queria algo. Queria algo. Para, I'd like something for. Queria algo para a tosse.
Ah, so that's I'd like something for
the cough.
The cough.
Yeah.
Queria algo para a tosse.
Mm-hmm. And then try to put those A's together. Para a tosse. Para a tosse.
Para a tosse.
Mm-hmm. Queria algo para a tosse.
Or if we want something for a headache.
Queria algo para a dor de cabeça.
Okay, so this time we're not using the article. We're not using a dor de cabeça.
We are.
Ah.
It's because and the vowels are so close in the same sound, right? Together. So, queria algo para a dor de cabeça. Para a dor de cabeça.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Queria algo para a dor de cabeça.
Yeah. In any case, you can say, queria algo para a dor de cabeça.
And that was when you were kind of shortening para.
Yeah.
Into pra.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how would you say, I'd like something for sore eyes?
Ah, so eyes, I think that was a piece of vocabulary we had in our last bonus episode, which was olhos.
Mm-hmm.
So pain in your eyes was dor nos olhos.
Perfect.
So if I want something for eye pain, I could say, queria algo para dor nos olhos.
Queria algo para dor nos olhos.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. And then you have a sore throat.
So if I have a sore throat, then you dor de garganta. I would say, queria algo para a dor de garganta.
Muito bem. And then I would say, recomendo xarope.
Ah, is this what the pharmacist would say? Are they recommending something?
Exactly. Recomendo, eu recomendo xarope.
What's xarope?
Xarope is a syrup.
Ah.
So the pharmacist could say, recomendo xarope. Este aqui é muito bom.
Okay, and then you're saying, I recommend a syrup. This one here is very good.
Yes.
So, recomendo xarope. Este aqui é muito bom.
Yep.
Okay. What are some other types of treatments like xarope that we might have?
You might have anti-inflammatorio. Anti-inflammatorio.
Ah, so like an anti-inflammatory.
That's it.
So, anti-inflammatorio.
Mm-hmm. It's masculine, so anti-inflammatorio.
So, could I ask for it? For example, could I say, queria anti-inflammatorio?
Queria anti-inflammatorio.
Okay.
If you're looking for a painkiller, o analgésico. O analgésico.
O analgésico. So, someone might say, recomendo analgésico.
Recomendo analgésico.
Okay.
And finally, we have an antibiotic. Antibiótico. Masculine word. O antibiótico.
O antibiótico.
So, I'd like an antibiotic.
Queria antibiótico.
Okay. Then, you know, the general name for medicine in Portuguese is remédio. Remédio.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like the word remedy. So we can remember it by that. So, remédio.
Remédio. And we also have a tablet.
Okay.
So, a pastilha. A pastilha.
A pastilha.
A pastilha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe you want to tell me you have some sort of problem and I'll recommend something?
Okay, let's try that.
Okay, so qual è il problema?
Sto con dor di cabeça. Queria algo para dor de cabeça.
Dor de cabeça, ok. Temos este analgésico. É muito bom.
Ah, obrigada. Ok. So, you were able to suggest a painkiller to me. I feel like then, if we're prescribed something, how would I ask something like, how do I take it, or how often do I take it?
Mm-hmm. So, to ask how often, you're actually going to ask, how do I take it?
Okay.
So, como é que tomo? Como é que tomo?
Como é que tomo?
Exactly. So here, using the verb tomar, we have used this verb many times.
Yeah, and so we don't need a word for it here. Can we just say, how is it that I take? We don't need it in there.
No, it's implied, I think, in that case, yeah. Como é que tomo o antibiótico? Como é que tomo o xarope? Yeah. So whatever it is you're buying, you just ask, como é que tomo?
Okay, nice and straightforward.
Mm-hmm. And so, the answer to that could be something like tome duas vezes por dia depois das refeições.
Okay, so I think I heard duas there. So, is this about taking it twice a day?
Yeah, so expressing frequency. Né? Once, twice, three times. To say once, we're going to say uma vez. Twice, duas vezes, three times, três vezes.
So, uma vez, or duas vezes, três vezes, etc.
Exactly. Por dia, né? A day. Depois das refeições, after meals.
Ah, what was the word for meals?
Refeições.
Refeições.
Yeah. So, here we're talking about lunch and dinner. Like substantial meals. Refeições.
Okay. So our full phrase for take it twice a day after meals was?
Tome duas vezes por dia depois das refeições.
Tome duas vezes por dia depois das refeições. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to say instead every 4 to 6 hours, for example, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to use a structure here, which is de, the number, and then em, and then the number again. So, for example, de quatro em quatro horas. So, that means every 4 hours.
Oh, okay. So, you're literally saying from four in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Ah.
De quatro em quatro horas.
And that means every 4 hours?
Every 4 hours.
Okay. Okay, so de quatro em quatro horas.
Perfeito.
Right, okay.
So if I tell you, tome quatro vezes por dia, de seis em seis horas. What was that?
Okay, so here you're telling me to take it 4 times a day, quatro vezes por dia, every 6 hours.
Yeah, de seis em seis horas.
De seis em seis horas.
One more. Tome uma vez por dia durante uma semana.
Ah.
Tome uma vez por dia durante uma semana.
So here you're telling me to take it once a day, uma vez por dia, durante uma semana. Is that during a week?
During a week, yeah.
So for a week.
Mm-hmm. So durante means during, for a week in this case.
And can we replace that with anything else? Can we say durante 5 dias, durante mês?
Com certeza.
Okay, so for 5 days or for a month.
And that brings us to our break. And after the break, we'll learn the language for making recommendations and also work on a dialogue.
Okay, so we're going to listen to a dialogue, I think set in a pharmacy between a pharmacist and a customer.
Sim, entre farmacêutico e cliente.
Muito bem. Até.
Olá, it's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes. But I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Estamos de volta?
Estamos de volta com os problemas de saúde.
Ah, health problems?
Health problems.
Os problemas de saúde?
Saúde.
Saúde.
Yes.
Saúde.
Saúde.
Okay.
So this conversation we're going to listen to takes place numa farmácia, in a pharmacy, between a farmacêutico and a client. Né? Farmacêutico e cliente.
Ok, então vamos lá.
Vamos lá. Boa tarde. Como posso ajudar?
Boa tarde. Eu tenho uma dor de garganta e queria algum remédio.
A dor de garganta é chata. Temos pastilhas para garganta que podem ajudar. Tem outros sintomas?
Eu também tenho febre e um pouco de tosse. O que você recomenda?
Para a febre, você pode tomar um analgésico como o paracetamol. Quanto à tosse, recomendo este xarope aqui. Se não melhorar depois de alguns dias, deve consultar um médico.
Ok. Vou levar o xarope para a tosse e as pastilhas para a garganta. Quanto é?
O xarope custa R$30 e as pastilhas para a garganta custam R$12. São R$42 no total.
Tá bom. Vou levar os dois. Aceita um cartão de crédito?
Aceitamos, sim. Pode pagar no caixa, por favor.
Obrigada.
De nada. Melhoras. Okay, so that was our conversation in the pharmacy.
Que interessante.
Sim. So the pharmaceutical started by asking, como posso ajudar?
Okay, so they were asking, how can I help?
Yeah, how can I help? Como posso ajudar? E a cliente, she said, eu tenho uma dor de garganta e queria algum remédio.
Okay, so I hope our listeners picked up what the problem was with the customer. And I think she was saying that she has a sore throat. Although she said it slightly differently. Tenho uma dor de garganta. Adding in that uma, is that just another alternative to tenho dor de garganta?
It is, yeah. You can do that if you want. Tenho uma dor de garganta. Tenho dor de garganta.
Okay.
I think with uma, you're just saying, oh, there's something here bothering me right now.
Okay.
But it's not a big deal.
Okay. And she was asking for, said she would like algum remédio.
Yeah, some medicine. Algum remédio.
Some medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
O farmacêutico, he said, a dor de garganta é chata.
Yeah, this is a new word. What does chata mean?
Chata, chato. It's a word that means annoying.
Ah.
Bothersome.
Okay.
Chato, chata.
Okay. So he's saying sore throat, having a sore throat is annoying, is a bother.
Yeah.
É chata.
É chata.
Okay.
A person can also be chata.
Ah, or okay. Chato. So you can describe lots of things or people.
A situation can
annoying
be,
or
yeah,
bothersome.
A film can be chato.
Ah, and does that just mean it's
a boring film?
You don't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. A useful word. A negative word, but a useful word.
And then he said, temos pastilhas para garganta que podem ajudar.
Okay, so he's talking about pastillas, tablets.
Yeah.
And he's saying we have tablets for a sore throat, for your throat. Que podem ajudar?
That can help.
Okay.
Tem outros sintomas?
Was he asking here, do you have other symptoms?
Exactly. So symptoms, sintomas.
Sintomas. Mm-hmm. So tem outros sintomas.
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 That's it.
Okay.
And then the client said, eu também tenho febre e pouco de tosse.
Okay, so some other health problems that we learned about in our last lesson. This was a fever, tenho febre, e pouco de tosse, and a bit of a cough.
And then she asked the pharmacist, o que você recomenda?
So what do you recommend?
What do you recommend? The verb recomendar, to recommend.
Hmm.
And the farmacêutico said, para a febre, você pode tomar analgésico, como o paracetamol.
Ah, okay. So, for the fever, para a febre, he was suggesting taking a painkiller, analgésico, como o paracetamol.
Yeah.
Like paracetamol.
Like paracetamol, exactly.
Okay.
Quanto à tosse, recomendo este xarope aqui.
Okay, so I think here he was talking about the cough instead, mm-hmm. and he was recommending this syrup here.
Mm-hmm.
How did he start that phrase, though?
He said, quanto à tosse. So, quanto doesn't mean how many or how much, but regarding.
Ah, okay.
Regarding your cough.
Right.
I recommend this syrup here. So, quanto à tosse.
Okay, so nothing to do with the question word, quanto, how
no.
much. Okay, so as for the cough. I recommend this syrup here.
And then he said, se não melhorar depois de alguns dias, deve consultar médico.
Oh, okay. This had a lot of new stuff in it. We can guess a few things. I heard the verb melhorar.
Melhorar, we know that one, to get better, no?
Mm, yeah.
So, se não melhorar, if there is no improvement,
ah.
if you don't get better,
okay.
Depois de, to express after something. Depois de alguns dias.
After a few days, some days.
Yeah. Deve consultar médico. So here's a strong recommendation with the verb dever.
Hmm.
So deve consultar médico.
Okay.
You must consult a doctor or something.
Okay, and so if you're saying to someone that they must do something, are we using dever plus an infinitive?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
The verb?
Yeah.
So consultar, to consult or to go to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deve consultar médico.
And can you do that? Can you use that verb in lots of other ways in this context? For example, could you say, deve tomar analgésico?
Deve tomar, yes.
Okay, just a way of giving
advice. It's a strong advice. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Then the client said, okay, vou levar o xarope para a tosse e as pastilhas para a garganta.
Okay, we came across vou levar before when we were talking about shopping, and that was like, I'll take or I'll have the cough syrup,
mm-hmm.
o xarope para a tosse
mm-hmm.
e as pastilhas para a garganta. And the throat tablets.
Yeah. And she asked, quanto é?
Ah, how much is it?
How much is it? And the farmacêutico said, o xarope custa 30 reais e as pastilhas para a garganta custam 12 reais.
Okay, so we've got some numbers and some prices here. I think the syrup was 30 reais.
Mm-hmm.
And the tablets were 12 reais.
Just bear in mind, it's all in the present tense here, no?
Ah, yeah.
Custa, custam. Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. So we have the difference between custa, singular, for the xarope.
Yeah.
And the custam,
mm-hmm.
for the plural verb, they cost.
Yeah, as pastilhas, né? They.
Mm.
And then he said, são 42 reais no total.
Ah, is this in total? It's 42 reais.
That's it.
So, no total?
No total.
In the total?
Yeah.
Okay.
No total. And the client said, tá bom, Vou levar os dois.
Ah, so tá bom. That's fine. That's good. I'll take the two of them.
Yeah, I'll take the two. I'll take both.
Hmm.
Aceitam cartão de crédito?
Is she asking if she can pay by credit card?
Yeah, so aceitam from the verb aceitar, to accept.
Ah, so is she asking, do you accept?
Mm-hmm. In the plural form, because you're referring to the business, I suppose. So,
oh, okay.
Vocês, né? Aceitam cartão de crédito? The pharmaceutic said, aceitamos, sim.
Ah, so we do accept, yes.
Pode pagar no caixa, por favor.
So, you can pay, pode pagar. What was the next bit?
No caixa, at the till.
Ah, so o caixa is the till?
Mm-hmm.
No caixa, at the till.
Yeah. She said, obrigada. The pharmaceutical finished by saying, de nada, melhoras.
Ah, so that get well soon or improvements.
Yeah.
Melhoras.
Melhoras.
Okay, quite a tricky dialogue. But that was good to hear what we've learned in context in that conversation.
Muito bem.
Okay, so that's us for lesson 23. So over the past two lessons, we've learned a lot about how to deal with a trip to the pharmacy or to a doctor, which hopefully you won't have to do if you're on holiday somewhere in the Portuguese-speaking world. But now I think we're fully equipped to deal with that scenario if we need to.
Absolutely.
Now, don't forget that you can find out about the full course version of Coffee Break Portuguese by going to coffeebreakportuguese.com. For example, in that conversation we heard, we have a full transcript of that all written out in text. And you'll also be able to read it along while you're listening in the video version of the lesson. So, as we say, go to coffeebreakportuguese.com to find out everything you need to know about that.
And if you'd like further help with your Portuguese, you can sign up for our free mini email lessons. Find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Ok, então é tudo por hoje.
É tudo por hoje e, bom, até a próxima.
Até a próxima, tchau.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2024, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.